Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Chaldone.
Hello there, sir. Happy Palm Sunday to you and to everybody else.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, you come to church today, you hear the greatest story ever told.
Yep.
That's wonderful. I love it.
You know, a little bit long.
But we need the story, right? We need to hear. It's sort of like hearing your family history at the Thanksgiving table from your uncle, whoever, you know?
Right.
You need to hear that story. It's who we are. It's where we've come from. It's where we're going. It's like the greatest story ever told, like I said.
No, and it kind of lays out the whole week. And I kind of always think about that. It's Palm Sunday. You know, Jesus comes into Jerusalem on this day. And we kind of all know where it's going, but I think about that week, and I know that I couldn't cope with that kind of challenge.
No, it's, well, listen, all of us are called to sacrifice in some way, but our sacrifice kind of pales in relation to this sacrifice, Jesus' sacrifice, and we kind of recognize that today. And the palms are this weird dichotomy, how they welcome him into Jerusalem by waving palms. It was hot, and that kind of makes a little, you know, that was all part of it. And then, and they put them down so you don't walk on the dust. They lay them on the road. But then what? You know, the palm becomes burned and it's marked on our heads as the sign of a sinner, the ashes. So Ash Wednesday sort of sums up now today with the new palm out there. So we celebrate that. You know, we recognize that. Yeah, all of us have to cope with a lot, but we should find hope, because hope and cope are cousins. We should find hope in the midst of coping with all this stuff, because we know God's with us every day. So that's our theme today on Religion and Rock, the gift of coping and how important that is in our lives, especially as we enter in a holy week. I think there's kind of a temptation out there, a temptation out there, really, to kind of make this week just like every other week, you know, because we have a lot to do and all of that. But at the same time, like, this is a special week and we kind of have to set some time apart.
No, it really is. And I think about that, you know, I've mentioned that to other people, that this really is a special week, because we know the story, we've been told it, we tell it over and over again. But like I said before, you reflect on what went on, you know, almost 2,000 years ago now at this point.
Yeah, exactly right. And there's something great about that. I mean, that's such an important kind of affirmation for us. So I'm heading into St. Patrick's Cathedral. I do the broadcasting from there. So you can hear all of that and watch it all, you know, if you want to participate that way, because you got to work or whatever and you can't participate. I'm also doing the Seven Last Words of Christ this year from 12 to 3 on Good Friday from St. Patrick's Cathedral. I'm the preacher this year. Formidable, Sheldon. Formidable.
But I'm excited for you, because I know you're going to do an awesome job with it. And I know you've been working on that. But I am really excited to see you do that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think it'll be a good thing, because it's like a wait for me. I've almost been like on a little retreat writing this, you know, thinking about this. It's kind of, it's going to be good for me, because I got a good Easter homily out of it too. Like, not the process, but I mean, thinking and praying and all of that.
Right.
It's helped me. So it's been good, you know. Sometimes the work of our lives helps the spirituality of our lives.
Right. No, it helps you cope with life, you know, when you get into it. The two, I think, are kind of linked hand in hand. You can't, you know, it's really hard to cope with things if you don't have, you know, some spirituality.
It's important. And I think that's what I kind of threw into this. That's what we all do, right? When we're doing something hard, you know, we ask God to help us. And that's an important thing in our life. So we're looking at coping. And certainly spirituality is a great remedy, you know, to help us to cope. So we pray, we ask God to be with us. We hope it's a holy week. I think that's what I really hope for. I hope for a holy week, so that next Sunday, when you hear us at this time, you know what? It's a great celebration. We came through a lot together, and the great gift of the resurrection lies right before us. So it's all about coping on Religion and Rock today. To start us off, here's Bruce Springsteen, Glory Days.
Love like
There's Bruce Springsteen to start us off, Glory Days. You know, life has a lot of glory days. We have the way up times, we have the middle of the road times, we have the low times. I think coping involves all three. It doesn't just involve, you know, the really sad times to be able to cope with difficulty. How do you cope with success? How do you cope with a great time? You know, do we go around and gloat and tell everybody, hey, I'm so lucky and you're not? How do we, you know, deal with the everyday and the everyday of our lives, which is most of our lives, right? And recognizing that God is there in the midst of the everyday of our lives. That's another thing to be able to reflect on. And of course, yeah, in the difficult times too. What do we do in the midst of really sad times, struggles, lost times, knowing that God is there for us? That's all about coping and having what we call the coping skills, right? We've heard that, you know, is really like a spirituality to be able to deal with whatever life gives us and know that God is with us in all of those different moments of our lives, giving us that kind of glory. So there's something beautiful about being a person who knows God's presence as we cope with life, period, and knowing that he's there makes all the difference in our lives. And here at Sting, this is called All This Time.
Town. They lived and they died.
staying all this time, the river flows. Yep, life continues to go on in our lives. So no matter what we're dealing with, no matter what we're trying to cope with, no matter what the situation is, life continues to go on. Now, sometimes I find great consolation in this. I don't know if you ever have this experience. Like you're driving on the road, you hit traffic. Now, sometimes you hit traffic and it's no big deal at all. The other day I was coming home from Manhattan. It was 2 hours and 35 minutes to get home. And you know what? It didn't bother me one bit because, you know, I was thinking in my mind, I was listening to good music, and that was it. It didn't even bother me. Other times, I'm stuck getting into the parking lot of the place where we minister at the Catholic Faith Network for 20 minutes, and I'm out of my mind. You know, it's a funny thing, right? So how do we deal with the river flowing around us? You know, we can be kind of those sticks that kind of divert the water and push the water back and try to stop the river from flowing. It doesn't. Well, we can kind of be able to cope with it and just say, hey, I've got to get there. Hey, I won't be in traffic all day. The sun will go down and I really will get home. Like those things kind of make a difference. They would make the road so much better, wouldn't they? If we just could be able to cope a little bit more with the disappointing moments and with the stresses of our lives. That's something worth praying about. It's something worth reminding ourselves about all the time. I carry a rosary in my pocket for just that reason. So that when things get bad, when things get a little stressful, I can put my hand in my pocket and I'm reminded of the importance of knowing that God is with me in the middle of that flowing of the river around me and pushing me around a little bit. Here's Aerosmith. This is called Living on the Edge.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. Seeing things in a different way, and God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge. Today, the light.
from time to time, something that we all do, living on the edge. Yeah, it's not always easy, right? When life gets a little busy, when life gets a little stressful, we sort of move to the edge. And there's always going to be stress in our lives. I don't know anybody who doesn't have stress. I know people who are blessed enough to be billionaires and they have stress. I know people who struggle to make ends meet and come to our church for donations every week and they're living on the edge. And then all the rest of us in between, right? We live on the edge sometimes. How do we find God on the edge? I think that's where God is particularly near to us, when things are kind of edgy, when the future is a little bleak, when we feel like we can't catch up. Those things are good moments for us to kind of find God in our lives. Now, the best way to do that, I think, is to stop, and just to stop everything for a moment, for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes, get up 10 minutes earlier, and just sit in a chair, ask God to be with us, and all of a sudden, there's like an alleviation, in a sense, of this edge living that we do. Life has that edge built in. It's how we handle it, what we do with it, and how we pray about it that kind of gets us through. Here's Guns N' Roses, Don't Cry.
Cry tonight. There's a hell of a world you'll write about. And don't you cry.
Guns N' Roses, Don't Cry. I would disagree with that. I think crying's great. There's something medicinal about crying, right? Getting the tears out is one of the healthy ways, I think, that we can cope. Sometimes when life gets to be a lot, you know, the emotions build up. And what do? Punch a wall and get some more, you know, filler and fill yet another hole in the wall? Or are we able to kind of get rid of that stress somehow? Is it about running? Is it about working out? Is it about reading or praying? Is it about crying? You know, there's something about a good cry that kind of helps us to feel good. And sometimes being moved by life helps us to cope a little bit too. There's a woman who lives on the hallway in the nursing home with my father. I don't even know her name. And she cries all the time, "Daddy, help me. Daddy, help me." She's obviously struggling with some kind of dementia, but it actually moves me to tears sometimes. Like, what could it be like to be this woman, 90-something years old, you know, stuck in that body and fearful like a little girl? You know, it's just a scary thing sometimes when you see that. I pray for her all the time. I ask your prayers for her too. You know, there's something about that. Like, the tears of life help us through sometimes, and knowing that we're not alone with one another as well. Hey, I'm not seeing you, Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about coping today. Here's you too. This is Seconds. That's you too, Seconds. That's way back from the album War. And it was all about violence in the world, that album. It's kind of interesting. And, you know, contained in that, in the live, was with the Psalm 40 that they used to sing. And they still sing at the end of their shows, "How long to sing my song?" It's kind of a psalm of woe. They quote the Bible directly in that song. It's all about Psalm number 40. But this idea of seconds, you know, in seconds the world could be over. In seconds the world could change. There's violence everywhere. There's lots of things going on. And we live on the edge a lot in this world. How do do you cope with that? How do you cope with war? You know, how do you cope with the fact that we have loved ones who are in war or at war or serving in the military? And it's just that dangerous, scary feeling as we love them and worry about them all the time. Those are difficult things. I recently had on the show a mom and a dad whose son is one of the hostages over in, he's a hostage of Hamas in over in Israel. What a scary thing. What a scary, scary thing to have to live with. Pray for that. You know, the peace that comes from knowing God's with us, even in the midst of those scary moments. We're never alone. And in those terrible moments that we fear war, we fear the end of the world, all these things that happen to human beings as we worry, you know, we have to ask and depend on God's love to hold us through all of those moments. Here's the Black Crowes. This is called Good Friday. This is kind of about a different Good Friday. It's really about the death of a relationship, you know? No apologies on either side. Nope. But the reality that, you know, I'll see you on Good Friday. I'll see you as this all culminates. Sometimes a relationship does die. Sometimes we have to cope with the death of a relationship. And that could be like human death end. It could be the death of an animal in our lives, or our beloved cat, our beloved dog, or something like that. Or it could be, of course, the death of a friendship in some way. Those things are difficult to deal with, of course. And God asks us to turn to Him in a sense, because He'll help us to get through. There's something about that that's an important thing. Sometimes it's natural and it's not so jarring. Other times it really is jarring. It's difficult. And we kind of realize, hey, wait a minute, I was sort of at another level here. I didn't realize this wasn't going to really be a serious relationship or a long-term relationship. Those good Fridays of our lives, those ends of our lives, open us up to another big reality. Easter Sunday, right? What comes after Friday? You know, Good Friday. Well, then they go to the tomb, and then what happens at sunset on Saturday? They realize the tomb's empty because he's risen. So there's all about that hallelujah. So if you're in the midst of that Good Friday moment, know that God's with you, and you're going to get to Easter. That's the great hope and promise. Here's the Rolling Stones. It's called Mess It Up. Stones, Mess It Up. Boy, is that not the truth of our lives, right? We take things that are going well, we take situations, and we mess them up. You ever do that? Something's just perfect, and all of a sudden you do something, and boom. I do that when I'm cooking sometimes. I'll cook, and I'll say, you know what would be good in here? And I get my little idea. I say, you know what might be nice? Maybe I'll put a lemon in here. I put a lemon in, and junk, terrible. You know, that happened. You say, why did I do that? Why did I mess that up? Sometimes we have an argument with somebody. Sometimes we do something. All of these different things happen that are just so interesting, you know, that mess up perfectly good things. There's something important about recognizing that in our lives, that, you know, life sometimes gets messed up by us. That's called sin. And we ask God to help us. Sometimes it's not sin. Putting a lemon in a dish is not sin. But we kind of have to be able to accept ourselves, forgive ourselves, and recognize, yeah, these things happen, but God is with us all along the way, helping us. Here's the Allman Brothers. This is called Whipping Post. the Allman Brothers whipping post. Yeah, that's another part of all of it, isn't it? That sometimes it's hard to cope with being the butt of anger, being the result of other people's anger. So we know there's a situation where people are angry, people are hurt, and at the same time, we become the object of their anger. We become the object of their disappointment or their fear or whatever it is. Those things are very interesting when they happen in our lives, you know, to recognize that, yeah, sometimes it's really not our fault, and yet we're kind of receiving all of this hurt and this pain. That's hard for us in our lives. We're called to ask God to help us in those moments when sometimes we're in that situation. You know, we ask for God's help to get us through and the patience we need to walk through that. We may have a parent who's upset, and you know you got to stay away. We may have a boss who's upset. You know you got to stay away. We don't want to end up being a whipping post, but if we are, we want to ask God's help, and we don't have to be subject to that. And so we need to find that strength to be able to come forward and say, hey, enough, enough, or I need the space that helps us to grow through those terrible moments. Here's Bob Seger, Turn the Page.
You can listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before. But your thoughts will soon be wandering the way they always do when you're riding 16 hours and there's nothing much to do. And you don't feel much like riding, you just wish the trip was through. See, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Well, you walk into a restaurant, strung out from the road, and you feel the eyes upon you as you're shaking off the cold. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you just want to explode. Most times you can't hear them talk, other times you can. All the same old cliches. Is that a woman or a man? And you always seem outnumbered. You don't dare make a stand. Here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go, turn the page. Out there in the spotlight, you're a million miles away. Every ounce of energy you try to give away. As the sweat pours out your body like the music that you play. Later in the evening, as you lie awake in bed, with the echoes from the amplifiers ringing in your head, you smoke the day's last cigarette, remembering what she said. Ah, here I am on the road again. There I am up on the stage. Here I go playing star again. There I go. Turn the page.
So important in our lives of coping, right? To be able to turn the page. How do we do that? Well, I think spiritually, there's a real turn of the page sometimes, right? Spiritually, we have to say, all right, this moment's over. I'm moving on from this. All right, this hurt and this pain is over. I'm moving to the next page. There's something about that that's important. And sometimes we really have to mark it kind of formally, right? And say, yeah, okay, I'm done with this. I'm not letting this clog my mind up anymore. And be able to kind of delete it from our, you know, our home screen and say, yeah, that file is gone. Those things kind of make us feel good. And I think that's why the sacrament of reconciliation is such a beautiful and powerful sacrament, because we have sort of these sins that we carry around in our lives and we try to keep them even from our mind, but they're there, right? And then once we confess, there's this feeling of, oh my Lord, this is over. Thank God I'm beyond this. Thank God I'm forgiven by a loving God, helps us to turn the page. Turning the page is a great way to cope. It takes honesty, but it's a major, major help. Here's Shinedown, A Symptom of Being Human.
Passengers on a ship of fools. We're all just passing through. being human.
For all of us, you know, there is a certain sense of hating the thought of being betrayed. We don't like betrayal in our lives, but, you know, part of being human is being hurt and being damaged and being full of sin in some ways. That's what this is about, you know, remedy for sin. This is a holy week. Make it a different week somehow. Take this Palm Sunday and allow it to be the start of something different. Take that palm, stick a little piece in your pocket, put a little piece in your car. Reminder of this week, a reminder of the holiness of this week. God comes to us in a beautiful way, you know? That's up to us to really take and put into action. All of us are called to be people of action. This is a great way to do it. Spend a little time in prayer, you know? Never know what's going to happen. Imagine God really coming in a new way and Easter becoming a new beginning in a beautiful way. The environment says that. If our hearts say that and match up, amazing things are going to happen. That's the great promise. So we cope with what's going on. We listen to the story of our faith today, and we celebrate the great and holy week that lies before us. That's what it's all about. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. It's engineered and produced by the great man coping with a lot all the time, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.